Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo. Welcome to this in-studio session. I'm pleased to welcome Alex Mabee to our studios today. The Nashville singer-songwriter has a new album called The Waiting Room. It's available now, just released this month. Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's terrific to have you here and really enjoying the new album. And it has been a while since you put out a record.
Yeah, 2017 was my last EP. I recorded that in Vegas when I lived there for a little while. And this was long due, but it was kind of a crazy season that I had to go through in order to write the songs and then put it out finally.
Your records are very personal, and I know that that is the case on this one as well.
Oh, yes, extremely. If not a little bit, maybe not too personal, but it's definitely one that's going to get you in those corners.
Would you like to play a song from the album?
I would love to. I'll play the first one called Someone Like Me, and it'll kind of set us up for what the whole album is about and what the whole season was about for me and why I released this record.
We met in college, then we headed down to San Francisco. That's where I got real sick. And you were stressed, so you drank alcohol. You thought you were loving me, honey. You said you'd do anything for me. You'd hurt anyone that tried to hurt me. But you were doing the hurting. Sing this song, afraid of what you'll think. But I'll set you down to help someone like me. Someone like me. What people do without love if they never knew it in their homes. But I've been in love with Jesus since I was 7 years old. That's what I know. When I asked you to pour it out, you said I'll just take the beer. So I let you go to help someone like me. Someone like me. Oh, let it be a light to guide on home. Oh, let it be a light to guide on home. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have never took your name. Never felt the pain of trying to drive away. But then I couldn't help someone like me.
That's Alex Mabee in studio at WNRN, a song from the new album called The Waiting Room. It's available now digitally on all the major streaming services. And check out Alex's back catalog. You can go to our website at alexmabee.com. That's M-A-B-E-Y. Beautiful song. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now tell us more about the album.
Okay, so the album is all about me deciding and going through the grief of leaving my marriage. And I named it The Waiting Room because it's that period of time before getting the answer or the dream come true and just waiting and hoping and wishing for something, some answer, whether that's to leave or stay or to find the healing. I was also going through autoimmune illnesses during that time. And so I was also waiting with that, waiting for an answer, waiting for my physical healing, which of course, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, that doesn't help your body heal. It's really an album to sit with people in their suffering, because we all have a waiting room, or we all went through one at some point. Some people kind of tend to stay in theirs a long time. It really just depends. But I want this record to sit with people as kind of like a friend or a bigger sister that went through it. It's so much more about that comfort and validation of your pain as opposed to we're getting free. Where it's like, yeah, there is the empowerment part to it too, but I think that part before it is a really critical time to be seen in your pain and just know that you're not alone.
It's remarkable you're able to turn such a difficult time for yourself into something so positive for other people. And it's a beautiful album. Is there another song you'd like to share with us from the record?
Yeah, I can do the second song. It's called These Wings, and it was about the decision to leave and just truly making that decision to, hey, I'm made for something great. I don't want to waste these wings, because if I stay here in this, you know, emotional prison of sorts, my wings are wasted. So these wings.
They say I am a free bird, but I live on the ground, only singing sad songs to the trees. Don't want to spend my life staring at the sky, stuck here in this in-between. Sunrise, angels calling.
Alex Mabey in studio at WNRN, a new song from the album The Waiting Room. You know, you moved to Nashville several years ago. Mm-hmm. What was your thinking when you came to Nashville? What did you have in mind?
Well, I first came in 2009. I went to Belmont for a little bit, right out of high school. So I'm from a really small town in Washington State where they filmed Twilight. And then I moved here and I thought, I'm going to do the music thing. And it was when Taylor Swift was just starting and it was like that pop country, you know, was the big push. And so I was kind of writing songs like that to start. And then I left Belmont. So I only lasted like a semester. And then I thought, you know, I'm going to go where there's no pressure and just write and play and experience life. So then I moved back 10 years later. Then when I moved back, really, it was for this album. It was to make sure that I'm giving it all that it deserves to have, giving it the chance to fly. And really, I did a Kickstarter and I raised a bunch of money. And that was just a miracle in itself to be able to fund this album and the marketing efforts and stuff. So this was really a labor of love from a lot of people. And yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. What was the most difficult part of making the album?
The funnest part is producing the album. This is actually my sixth record, and so I've been kind of, I would say on a smaller scale, producing and recording lots of albums before this. And so I've really grown to love that. But the hardest part, I would say it was funding for sure. And I think all musicians, independent musicians, can relate to that. That lack of kind of financial support while you're also having to work a full-time job doing something else is the big struggle, because our system's just not set up to be able to support unless community and fans support through crowdfunding and things like that.
If you have time, would you be willing to play another song for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's The Well. Get ready to cry. Made you laugh.
I used to cry a little louder just so you'd hear me in the guest room. That's how much I wanted you. Come find me. I was dying down the hall without you. When I was in the well and drowning, you were up there looking down, saying, lucky how we both have water. Now, honey, I don't think it was all bad. Hope you know that. The flowers and all the fields we ever wandered through. But I don't think you ever stopped to realize you were leading and I was breathing all the dust from you. When I was in the well and dry,
maybe in studio at WNRN. That's another song from the new album, The Waiting Room. It's available now on all major streaming services. She has a number of other recordings as well, which you can find on her website, alexmaybe.com. Again, that's M-A-B-E-Y, to end that up with A-L-E-X-M-A-B-E-Y. I know you said that you moved to Nashville to kind of make a real concerted push with this record.
Yeah.
What to you defines it being a success?
I think just making the most honest music and not compromising with the writing or the production and doing everything that feels true to me, I think that's a success. That's what will stand the test of time. If I resonate with it and feel really proud of the work, then even if nobody hears it for another, 40 years, because it's real, the people that do hear it will connect to it. And I think of like Leonard Cohen. I mean, his most famous Hallelujah, that didn't even become popular till he was almost gone. So sometimes music has a time of its own, and I respect that. I'm just here to do my part, which is make the most honest music possible to try to make an impact for people.
That's a wonderful long-term view.
Thank you. You kind of have to have that, because as a musician, if you focus too much on the short term, you're going to lose your mind, literally.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
A big thanks to Michaelyn and Graham for their support for today's session. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.